Good morning, everybody. My name is Meredith Dragon, and I am the Executive Director of the Jewish Federation of Western Massachusetts. And I'm very excited to be sharing with you a very unique and wonderful partnership that our Federation has created between World Ort and one of our local Jewish day schools, Heritage Academy. I've learned so much from our friends at World Ort. Probably the most important thing that I've learned is that we are in the middle of an educational revolution. And the revolution is such that our children don't learn today the way we learned in the past. And if we don't keep up with how children learn, we're going to lose our children. And we have a wonderful opportunity with our day schools to provide top-notch technological skills to our kids through World Ort so that we use technology as a tool for education and to enhance the learning and the teaching experience. So where does this program come from? 2 years ago, I was on the campaign chair and director's mission. Probably some of you have been on the CCD. And I was sitting in a hot, cramped, sweaty classroom in Odessa, in the Ukraine. And we were in a World Ort school that was really phenomenal. And we were sitting and meeting with parents and with students in the school, and they're explaining to us about what they've been doing in the school with World Ort. And I was blown away by the experience these children were having in school. And their parents sounded just like our parents in day schools in the United States. They were talking about what they want from their children's education, and they were talking about what they want from their secular studies and from their Jewish studies. And basically what they were saying is, we want the best. And they said, and we've gotten the best from the school and from World Ort. And I thought, well, this is interesting, because we don't have these things in our day schools in the United States and not in my community. And we were being asked to fund these programs. And I thought, how can I bring this back to our community for funding when we don't have this? And what could happen? Could it possibly be that World Ort could provide services to day schools in the United States to offer their technological expertise? That was the classroom. What they were teaching was Lego robotics, which was on the right, and these were some of the students in Ukraine in the schools. So 2 years ago at the GA, I had the wonderful opportunity of sitting down with Shmuel Siso, who's the current CEO of World Ort. It was his first day on the job. And I asked Shmuel a simple question. I said, what's your vision for World Ort? And he said to me, I'm not sure that I have a vision yet. I've only been here 5 minutes. But I was with Harry Nadler, actually, who's in the back, hey, Harry. And he said, but what do you think about World Ort doing something with day schools in the United States? And I said to him, you know, it's funny you should mention that, because I've had this idea in the back of my head for a while that World Ort offers such incredible services around the globe, but not in the United States. So perhaps we could create a project and bring World Ort expertise to our day schools. And lo and behold, I arrived back in the States. So a bit of a long story, but some funding became available through our endowment foundation from somebody who had happened to pass away. And we had enough seed funding to bring World Ort expertise to our day school in Western Massachusetts. And we created a model. So this is Heritage Academy. We created the Helen and Shefford Goldband Transforming Teaching and Learning Project. We brought to our school a representative from World Ort to spend a week in the school to map and assess the school's needs, to provide consultation, to create a customized program. This was in the mid to late winter. And then that summer, we very fortunately were provided with two trainers from World Ort to spend 2 weeks in our school to provide the services needed to transform how our teachers were teaching and essentially how our students were learning. And in that time period, it really was transformative because our teachers became the students and they soaked in everything that World Ort had to offer. And the person who shepherded this program along is Iris Wolf, who's sitting here today. Iris is the chief pedagogical officer of World Ort, and Iris helped tailor make a program specifically to our school. Now, the great thing about this program is it was made specifically for Heritage Academy in Western Massachusetts. But because World Ort has the technological expertise to provide learning tools to schools, they can customize a program to any day school based on what a day school's needs are. And our school in particular has really thrived from this program. We have seen an increase in students' test scores within a year for standardized testing. We've seen a whole shift in how students are learning and engaging with each other. There's been the opportunity for teachers to work on much more individualized programs with students because of the technology and the tools. In the classroom, students are able to interact one-on-one with a teacher throughout the day, and the teachers have been able to transform how they interact with their students. They've brought the technology of flipped classrooms and other kinds of things that enhance the learning experience so that our children, every moment they're in school, are infused with technology that helps them learn better. And I know this not just because I'm the Federation Director, but because I'm a parent of two of the students in the school, and I've had the wonderful benefit of seeing how my own children have really engaged with the technology to help them learn. And it works, and nobody really does this better than World Ort, and how wonderful and lucky we are to have one of our international partners be able to provide services and to blur the lines and make overseas local and local overseas. And many of us are concerned with our day schools and about how our day schools are going to thrive. This particular program gives us one more opportunity to help our day schools meet the competitive marketplace of education. And certainly technology has become a real buzzword and a keyword in schools. And World Ort has provided us not only with the technological tools, but they're one of our agencies. And they do it in a Jewish context. And for our day schools, it's really quite extraordinary. This is the model that could be provided to any school because this is customizable, as I said. Results I already went through. So what I wanted to say is that federations are uniquely poised to create these kinds of relationships. Because we work closely with our day schools and because we work closely with our overseas partners, we have the opportunity to take a program that is already operational in 60 countries around the world in providing World Ort expertise and to bring it home. And we're just one small day school in an intermediate-sized community that has been able to take this incredible expertise and apply it to our day school and to give our kids the kind of education that they deserve that I was privileged to see in Ukraine. So certainly I know that our World Ort partners are here, our friends, and if anybody has any questions for them, there is information about how you too could bring World Ort expertise into your day schools, and certainly I know that they'd be happy to meet with any of you. So thank you if you have any questions.